Namom Yo Horenge Kyo, Namom Yo Horenge Kyo, Namom Yo Horenge Kyo. I thought I was going to do Brahma and the Brahma world today, but I added another term, and I've talked about it before, but I don't think I put it into the first volume. So here we are, volume two, Avicii, or Avicii Hell. There's a lot of misunderstanding about that. And so I'm going to read my entry into the book, see if it helps you understand. In the early teachings of Buddhism, Shakyamuni teaches the Four Noble Truths, right? The first noble truth is that all life is dukkha. It's struggle, it's anxiety, it's stress, yeah? It's dis-ease. Also translated as, all life is suffering. It's a pretty blanket statement, yeah? The second truth is that all this dukkha, stress, anxiety, and all matter of mental anguish is caused directly from the samsaric mind's constant collection of data, identification, and discriminations in our effort to define, quote, unquote, self. Also named as cravings and clingings, right? As the third truth makes clear, the solution is to liberate one's mind from the constant cravings and clinging of the samsaric mind by ceasing its influence or formations. The fourth truth simply states that the goal of Buddhism is to live under strict behavioral constraints and discipline, as listed in the Noble Eightfold Path, to self-discipline and ultimately develop and avail our mind to enlightenment for clear and detached experience in the momentum of life without inflows or influences of attachments. So described in this way, it can be clearly seen that it is the slip or mistaken behavior that causes one to backslide into the hell of incessant suffering, or the first noble truth, the hell of samsaric delusions. There it is, right there in the first noble truth. Buddhism uses colorful metaphors like this to illustrate the meanings of teachings of the Dharma, or experience. Experience is only known in the sentient mind, and therefore the mind is the nexus of both samsara and Buddha. From the Tibetan Buddhist encyclopedia, Avicii Hell is Sanskrit, Pali, Japanese, it's Abhijigoku, right? The 10 worlds, the world of hell is Jigoku. Also, hell of incessant suffering, there it is. The most terrible of the 8 hot hells. Here we go with those metaphors. The Avicii hell is located at the lowest level of the world of desire. Isn't the world of desire samsara? It is often referred to as the great citadel of the Avicii hell because it is surrounded by 7 gold iron walls that make it impossible for its inhabitants to escape. So, what are those gold walls made of, right? Cravings, clingings. We build artifice for ourselves in samsara, right? The Sanskrit word Avicii was rendered into Chinese as incessant. Never ceases, yeah? Indicating that this hell, pain, and suffering continue without interruption. The flames of the Avicii hell is an expression often used to refer to the sufferings of this hell, whose dwellers are consumed in flames. According to the Dharma Analysis Treasury, the Avicii hell is located 20,000 yohanas beneath the ground, and its depth is 20,000 yohanas. Accordingly, the bottom of this hell is located 40,000 yohanas beneath the ground. The hell measures up to 80,000 yohanas in length and width. the Treatise on the Great Perfection of Wisdom, says that one who commits any of the five cardinal sins or slanders the correct teaching is destined to be reborn, right, moment to moment to moment, in the Avicii hell, right? From the Encyclopedia of Buddhism, another source, Avicii is the lowest and most severe of the eight hot hells. So there's some consistency in the storytelling, yes? In the hell realm, right? The world, which we know is a mental state, right? All the realms are mental states. So where is hell? It's in your mind. The beings born, reborn, moment to moment, that whatever you do that causes you to, in the next moment, manifest the potential hell in the mind, right? In this hell, experience being ceaselessly consumed by flames. You ever been racked with guilt? Those kind of things? Avicii is translated as interminable, relentless, incessant, etc. This term is also translated as the hell of unrelenting pain or the hell of ultimate torment, etc. Even the Princeton Dictionary states that Avicii is the destination of beings whose wholesome faculties are eradicated. No hope, right? Or who have committed the most heinous of acts. In example, one of the five heinous actions, right? Like killing your parents. I mean, how would that not affect you for the rest of your life? Unless your mind is truly broken, yeah? Which means you're already there anyway. So, Avicii hell. We see it, that term, quite a lot. All right. So that's the term for today. I think we will get to Brahma and the Brahma in Buddhism, the Brahma world or realm. That's been happening a lot in this book, so I think it'll be nice to have that in our reference. Okay, enough blah, blah, blah. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for supporting this resource, the website, the bookstore, all of it. Just like and subscribe. It's a real kicker for the algorithms, right? And it helps us propagate this resource for anyone who needs some encouragement, some answers for doubts, whatever, to practice with more conviction. That's what this is all about. And that's a bodhisattva thing to do, right? And of course, always room for more donations through Patreon and PayPal. It just... it's the reality of doing something like this. So profound thanks and gratitude to all of you for participating and supporting. Do a kindness for yourself. Take care of your health. And I'll see you in the next one. All right. Bye for now.